This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The verse of marriage is here too. So I just want to connect this to this for a moment. Allah Azza wa Jal, after saying they can't read but the exterior, talks about some of the power of the exterior and what the power of the exterior lends to the one who designed it. Right? Like if, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal then starts to talk about the creation of the heavens and the earth and those types of things and how that gives you a deeper understanding. Like, who do you think is the one that created, designed, engineered all of this beauty and such perfection, right? But Allah Azza wa Jal brings it to a very personal interaction of our lives. And if there is one thing I can convey tonight, inshallah ta'ala, then I will. The very famous verse of marriage, وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Verse 21, and of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them, and he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, and that are signs for people who reflect. This verse of marriage is on every wedding card. I'm sure even the Zoom weddings that are going to take place are going to have, you know, this verse plastered on the Evite. This verse is recited before, you know, the weddings. It's recited in the nikahs. It is such a prominent verse. And subhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal chose to situate verse 21 between two verses that actually condemn racism. Okay, so the first verse, verse 20. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. And of his signs is that he created you from dirt, and then suddenly you became human beings dispersing throughout the earth. But you all came from turab, from dirt. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and from the signs is that he takes two people that are both made of dirt. And the only thing that would give anyone superiority in the sight of Allah is their taqwa, is their sense of piety. And Allah Azza wa Jalla gives these two people the responsibility to show rahmah, to show mercy and compassion to one another as a means of elevating themselves in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a means of seeing that place of barakah. And Allah says, and that's a sign for people who think. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَاتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And of his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the diversity of your languages and your skin colors. Indeed, is a sign لِلْعَالِمِينَ, for people of knowledge, not لِلْعَالَمِينَ, not for everyone, لِلْعَالِمِينَ, people of knowledge, for people who think deeper. SubhanAllah, the verse of marriage is situated between one that reminds us of our common origin, physical origin, and then another one that tells us we are enriched by our differences in our physical appearances and the types of knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jalla makes accessible through us through different languages and cultures. And the verse of marriage is situated between those two ayat. Somehow we miss it. And this is a strong lesson when you talk about looking past the exterior in marriage. إِذَا أَتَاكُم مَن تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ. The Prophet ﷺ said, if someone comes to you whose religion and character are pleasing to you, both things that would only be enriched by culture and language and differences of skin color and those types of things, فَزَوِّجُوا, and you should marry that person. If you don't, then there would be fitna, corruption that would spread through the earth, and people would resort to other means of satisfaction and pleasure, and it would cause community issues. You know, this is a very powerful lesson for us to take on a personal level, that we really need to embrace the diversity of our ummah and not just pay lip service to it, but see past the exterior of people, their languages, their skin colors, their cultures, and never fall into the original, that original racism of shaitan, that I'm better because I'm created this way and he's created that way. And see past that exterior, inshallah ta'ala, and pursue instead deen and khuluq with one another. And we should be advocates for that in our inner circles, in our communities, and in general, to make sure that we teach people to think deeper when they look at each other as well. We are creations of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we should look deeper when we look at one another. Bidnillahi ta'ala.